Meantime, just a couple of weeks to go before the first cutoff of the legislative session, and some not happy the lack of progress on two bills that would limit the governor's emergency powers.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from cutoff, which is the period of time that lawmakers have to show the priorities and move the bills that they want to move, and there's something noticeably not on the legislature's priority list.
Jason Mercier with the Washington Policy Center says
two bipartisan bills with Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate, their House Bill 1020 and their Senate Bill 5039. And all that these bills would do is basically the same thing that you see in other states like in Minnesota and Wisconsin, that after a set amount of time, the governor has to bring the legislature back in to approve the emergency orders being made. And in this particular case, it would be after 30 days. So still has all the power, still can do whatever needs to be done to respond to emergency for 30 days. But after that, it requires some type of legislative authorization so that the executive branch in one person doesn't have indefinite authority to issue emergency policies without bringing back in the legislative branch of government. Despite the outcry that we're hearing across the state to make sure that we don't go through again what we went through this past 9 months, and that is the governor unilaterally making decisions without the involvement of the legislative branch after a set amount of time.
But that's not what's happening.
These bills have not been scheduled for a public hearing.